We end daf mem gimel amad aleph. Let us again start from the Mishnah. Hamavkid mois eitzel shulchani im tzrurim lo yishtamish behem. If the mois is in a keli that's tzoru, it's tied up, lo yishtamish behem. So the shulchani should not be mishtamish with the mois. Lefichach, therefore, imovdu, if they got lost, einai chayev bach yuson, so he's not responsible, he's not chayev bach chayes. He had no right to use them, he's a shem achinam. Mutorim, if the keli was an open keli, the sack was an open keli with the money, is yishtamish bem, so he's allowed to use it. Lefichach, therefore, im avdu chayev b'chiyusam. So if they got lost, he's not a shem echinam, and he's chayev b'chiyusam. What is the din eitzel balabayis? If a person was mafkid mois by a balabos, bein tzrurim ubein mutorim lo yishtamish ben, lefichach im avdu ein echayev b'chiyusam, so a balabos is a Shem Echino. Chenveni kebalabayis divrei rameya. It means when a person gives mois to chenveni, it's just like a balabos, he has no right to use it. She's a Shem Echino. And Rabbi Yudoim chenveni kishulchani, and therefore imovdu chayu b'chiyusa. So the Gemara asks Akashem mishum detzrurim lo yishtamish behem. It means that what it's, the sack of mois is tzoru, that means that he does not give him permission to use it. So Rashi says, bitmiye, umma gilu yidas yesh kan shein chofet shi yishtamish behem. Where do you have a gilu yidas that he doesn't want him to use it? Ma'ache shim hoyum metorim kamret yishtamish behem. If it's matorim, you say a shulchani, when I give a pekodin to a shulchani, so he can use it. The hamavkid etzlo yedeya, a person who gives a pekodin of mois to a shulchani, he realizes shutzorich todeh lemois. So therefore, matorim, I assume that he gave him permission to use the mois. Tzrurim nami yishtamish. The derech kol adam lotzer moisot. He says, the Gemara understood that the Mishnah is saying that tzrurim is a gilui das, that he shouldn't use it. So the Gemara says, it's not a gilui das, he shouldn't use it. It's tzorul because he have a sack molly mois, you tie the sack, but it's not a gilui das. If you assume by mutorim yishtamish behem, so tzrum should also be mishtamish behem. Yeah. Amar Rav Asi em Rav Yude betzrurim b'chasumim. Sure. Betzrurim b'chasumim. Speaking about, it's not stamazoi tied together, if there's a seal on it, tzurim v'chasumim. The tzurim v'chasumim, that is a gili das, that I don't want you to use it. That's why I made a chsima there. Rav Mori Omar Bekesher Mishune. Rav Mori said, good speaking about it, it's tied together with a knot, but not a poshet knot. So this knot is a message that I don't want you to use it. Ike da amri boi Rav Mori kesher mishune mai. Others say Rav Mori wasn't too sure about it, if a kesher mishune is a message not to use. Take it, and it's a suffix. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Tur, What is the halacha? Now let's learn the Mishnah Elech. The Mishnah says, let's learn the Mishnah. Amafkid mois eitzel shulchani im tzurim lo yishtamish behem. So tzurim means tzurim vachasumim. It means that's a tight tzurim. Mutarim yishtamish behem. What does mutarim mean? Tzurim. Because tzurim l'fiyemes, so by a shulchani, mutarim means not chsumim. That's what mutarim means. Mutarim means, so that's poshet, that if he gives a shulchani mois tzurim, he's allowed to use it. Chsumim, he's not allowed to use it. Now, what is the din by a balabayis? If he'll give him mois mutarim, mamish mutarim. Just like the mutarim of a shulchani, when I learned the Mishnah Elech, I say, im tzurim lo yishtamish bem, means im chsumim lo yishtamish bem. Im mutarim means tzurim, not chsumim, yishtamish bem. So let's go further. So what'll be the din by a balabos? Bein tzurim, bein mutarim, lo yishtamish bem. So what's bein mutarim, lo yishtamish bem? So it's machlokes the Rambam and the Tur. What'll be the din? Mutarim mamish by a balabos. Mutarim by a balabos, if a balabos will be allowed to use it. The Tur says a balabos is allowed to use it. The Rambam says a balabos is not allowed to use it. Now, l'chayre, I just wanted to be ma'ire. L'fiya emes is like this. Tzurim v'chasumim is a gilui das. I don't want you to use it. Tzurim alone is not a gilui das. I don't want you to use it. I mean, so therefore by a shulchani, normally there's a nechusa that he should use it. Tzurim is not, that was the Gemara's kasha. So it's tight. That's not a gili das not to use it. So lefiemes tzurim is not a gili das not to use. By a balabos, I feel there's no gili das not to use, but there's no mehichitaisa you should use it. But lechayri you have to understand mutorim could be lefiemes. Is a gilui das, you could use it. So we could understand the tour, that the tour holds lefi emes that mutarim is muta by a balabos, because it could be mutarim is take a gilui das. And it could be, let us learn the Mishnah Elach. The Mishnah differentiates between a balabos and the shulchani. So the difference is not by tzurim, the difference is by mutorim. I mean, tzurim, by shulchani. So, l'chayre, the Mishnah should have said, L'chayre, the Mishnah should have said like this. The Mishnah should have said, Amavkid mois eitzel shulchani, im mutorim yishtamish behem. Babal abayis, af mutorim lo yishtamish behem. L'chayre, that's the whole chilek between the Babal abos and the shulchani is mutorim. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, bein tzurim, bein mutorim lo yishtamish behem. Wait, let's talk about tzurim, shkayach. אבל הבוס, בין צרורים, בין מותורים, מצרורים זה דרך פושט, אפילו השולחני, זה לא ישתמש. מה זה בין צרורים, בין מותורים? So l'chayre, it could be the two learn pshat, bein tzrurim, say I have a gilui das, that I don't want you to use it. Bein mutorim, mutorim means tzrurim alone, I don't have a gilui das, that I don't want you to use it. You're still not allowed to use it. That's the bein tzrurim, say you have a gilui das not to use it, say you don't have a gilui das not to use it. You're not allowed to use it. But mutorim could be, here I have a gilui das, you should use it. You could use it. So it could be it's a shtikl raya to the two from the lotion bein tzrurim, bein mutorim. Mutorim yishtamish behem. Omar Rav Huna, ואפילו ננצו. So Rav Huna said, that what by Matorim it says, that is yishtamish bem, lefichoch im ovdul chayev bachiyusom, since is yishtamish bem im ovdul chayev bachiyusom, Omer Rav Huna, ואפילו ננצו, אפילו ננצו. זאת רשי. ואפילו ננצו כמה מסניסן, is also the Chayev Bachiyusam. Afilu loy nishtamish behem. The Mahashti Havi Shoyel Olayu. The Mishnah does not speak at all if he used it. It doesn't say im nishtamish behem. That's clear. The Mishnah is just telling the din, is he allowed to be mishtamish? Is he not allowed to be mishtamish? So it says by a shulchani ishtamish behem, is allowed to be mishtamish. Zot Rav Huna, that since he's allowed to be mishtamish, so already he has a din shoyel. The mahashta havi shoyel alayu. That means he has money by him, that he has a right to use. She's a din shoyel already. She's a shoyel already on the money. Nis chayev afilinetz. Frag the Gemara for Ovduktoni, and Shuldek. The Mishnah says, Im Ovdu Chayev Bachiyusam. The Mishnah is explicit. Ovdu means Tavka Veda. It doesn't say Onsim. So the Mishnah says, Klo, not the way Rav Huna says. So he says, Kide Rabbe, the Omar Rabbe, Nignavu Beliste Mezuyin, Ovdu Shetova Svinose Beyom. That Ovdu could also mean a Loshen Oynes. Ovdu does not have to mean God, he lost it. Ovdu can mean an Oynes. Fine. So he is a Din Shoyel, according to Rav Huna, and then so Filon HaShoyel is Chai Bons. Rav Nachman Ona Nensu Loi. Rav Nachman says, no. If it's Nensu, he's not Chayiv Bachayiv. Nensu Loi, Kozman Shaloi Nishtamish, they have his Shoyel. If he didn't use it, he's not a Shoyel. Elo Ovdu Davke Chayiv Kishayim Asocha. If it got lost, he's Chayiv also Shayim Asocha, but if he uses it, it's something else. But Kozman, he doesn't use it, that way he has a right to use it, it doesn't make him a shayla. Yeah. Now, I saw a beautiful ha'ore in Teresh Shmuel, and perhaps with this we'll understand a little bit the sugya later. There's a Gemara further on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says further as follows. A person borrows an axe. The Gemara says, the halacha is, according to one man the Yama, but anegei alonu, the din is as follows. The mashal, let's be megashim dinyin, you have a mashal and a shoyl. The shoyl comes over to the mashal, can I borrow your axe? Kovod gadol. He gives him the axe. He makes a mashiach in the axe. Fine. So the Gemara over there goes, Ein mashiach b'shaima. That means that the whole concept of Mashiach is only applicable by a kinyan. I want to be kind of something. A Mashiach et l'shusi is a concept of Mashiach. If I want to use your thing, so there the Gemara goes, Mashiach, there's no such kinyan of Mashiach by Hashem. So therefore, if the marshal comes over to him 10 minutes later, Yana the Sheol's about to take the axe, I changed my mind, I need the axe. He has to give it back to him. There's a Mashiach l'shem. The Gemara says over there, Boka boy, ain't a yochel achsa boy. That means there's a takona de rabon. There's a takona, but he started chopping already in the middle of the and give me back the axe. So takona, listen, he started using it already. He can't be chayza. But kozman is loy boka boy. Give me chayza. So you, the shoyl has no kinyan whatsoever. That means before he started using it to chop with it, the marshal can be chayza. Fine. Now let's go back to this scenario. So he didn't use it yet. The marshal is outside. He's going to knock in 5 minutes. He wants back the dust, the axe. All of a sudden, an anus happens. The axe breaks. An anus happens to the axe. Fine. The axe gets ruined. The marshal comes to the shoyl. You have to pay me. You're a shoyl. Kol ano shaloi. So the Gemara says, Amor de Kechidish. That means, even though the marshal can be Chayzer, he hears, that means there's no Kenyan to the Shoyl, but the Shoyl is already Chayv Bonson. That's called Kol Ano Shaloi. I have an axe in my possession. I can chop with it. Good, I mean, he can take it up. But Masher Usham, I have an axe that I can chop with. It's kol ano shaloi. I'm a shel and chai bones. That's the halacha by a shel. There's enough of it in by a shel. So now let's appreciate Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, it's chai bones. Rav Huna is meridik. You have money. I can use the money. He's a shulchani. He has what to do with the money. He has money. He can use the money. So Rashi said already before, the mahashte havi shoyel alive. He's a shoyel already. You have money, you're shoyel. Fine. He said, Rav Huna, we understand beautifully. Rav Nachman all of a sudden says, he's not a shoyel. Nansu loy, so let's see what Rashi says, kozman shaloy nishtamish, lehavi shoyel. He's not a shoyel. He's not a shoyl. So lechayre, so the terush musul. We have to understand Rav Nachman. Why isn't he a shoyl? What is the difference that the Gemara Dav Tzadik testament? So he says a beautiful beer. There's a more dekechilik. The Gemara Dav Tzadik Tes Omed Aleph is speaking about a shoyl came to a marshal. Lend me your axe. What is he doing? He wanted to borrow an axe. He lent him the axe. If he wants, he can take it back. Oh, but Bashar Usham, I didn't take it back. I lent you the axe. You wanted an axe. So that's cool. So kol ano shaloi. You have now an axe to chop with. So now it's cool. But you didn't chop yet. But I have an axe in my possession with which to chop. The marshal can be chayza, but because money's not chayza, I have an axe in my possession with which I can chop. That's called kol hanor shaloi. I'm a shoyl, and I'm chay bons. That's the chiyav of a shoyl. Let's go to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about, it's a different scenario in Gansan. A shulchani, a mavkid mois eitzol shulchani. The mafkid comes to the shulchani, he's asking, I didn't come to him, he came to me. Could you watch my mois? He's making him a shema. Could you watch my mois? Right? He's asking the shulchani to watch his mois. So now we have a scenario. If it's tzurim v'chasumim, I'm asking you to watch my mois, I'm not giving you permission to use the mois. Fine. If it's not chasumim, I'm asking you to watch my mois. But I'm telling you, you know, if you want, you can use them. This scenario is not the same like a shoyl. That means by a shoyl, I took the axe to chop with. Here, you gave me your money to watch, but you told me, or I got the message to if it's not chsumim, if you watch it, if you want, you can use it, and you'll give me back different money. This is a benefit that I'm giving you since you're watching it. To say, you gave me a benefit. If I'll use the benefit, if I won't use the benefit, it's wasted. You just told me, listen, if you want to use it, you can use it. I didn't ask you for it. So Rav Nachman held, Shkayach, I have a benefit. So now I'm a shoyl. Because Kol Anor Shaloi, because I have money, I can use it. Who says I'm interested in using it? You told me if I want, I can use it. Good. It's a good idea to know. I didn't ask you for the money. I didn't borrow your money. You asked me to watch your money. And you told me that if I want, I can use it. So that's called Kol Anor Shaloi, my shoyl. We have to understand Rav Huna. And we'll come back to Rav Huna. Aber Rav Nachman is davar zeh poshet. Davar, I'm a shoyl. I borrowed money from you. And shoot it. It's the other way around. I'm watching your money. I'm a shoyl machina. You just told me, you know, Rabbi, if you want to use the money, you can use the money. Fine. Thank you. I hear what you say. But to say, I'm now a shoyl kol ano shaloi, there's a merdik achilik between a shulchani and a shoyl. That's what it says in that Tarish Shmuel. Let's go a little further. Fine? Rav Nachman Omer Nensuloi. So Rav Nachman, we can understand beautifully. Rav Nachman, he's not a shoyl. He didn't borrow it. You made me a shoyl mechinam to watch it. You told me, if I want, I can use it. Fine. But that doesn't make me a shoyl. Omer le'rove le'Rav Nachman. So Rove told Rav Nachman, le'didoch, the Amrit Nensuloi. So you hold Nensuloi. I hear you. I can hear what you're saying. Alma Lehavi Shayel Alayah. You hold, he's not a shayel. And I understand you. I mean, I won't dingzich with you. But I have a problem. Ishayel Lehavi Shemesocher Nami Lehavi. If he's not a shayel, he's not a Shemesocher either. Why is he chayev Baveide? And let's understand the kashe. This person is a shayel machin. We said he didn't. You told him if he wants, he can use the money. But good, I hear you. But well, he didn't take it to borrow. He didn't borrow the money. Number one. Number two, is this person getting paid for his services? No, he's not getting paid. He's not getting paid for services. He's a shoyl mechinam for free. So if you don't hold, he's a shoyl. So why is he chayv be aveda? He's shoyl. I have a shoyl mesolchen nami. I have fine. That was a kasha that Rove asked Rav Nachman, and we can appreciate the kasha. It's a kasha. It's a very good kasha. Omalei, so he answered him, Beho moidina loch. Here I moided to you. The hoyel vinene mahane. Bahu ano di misramilei zvine di isbo ravchem. That I know that he has, that if a business venture will come out, they'll get profit from it. Zovan Bahu now will have money to invest in that business venture. Hava alayu shayim osocha. Now, this gemara is a murdike arichas over here. I made it to you, and oil, and aganza nenem hane. Fine. Now, I'd like to say over a beer, I saw Mishnah Salevi. But let's first say Rashi. Vishoti Rashi. Vishoyo lehavi, shemer socha, nami lehavi. Mascha notal hashmirosa. What? He didn't get paid for the shmire. Ella, Elo shesomach aleim. So you have to say, shesomach aleim lachlifon. He's a shulchani. He changes money. He needs money, bitcoins, small coins. Shesomach aleim lachlifon. Uli stakir miyovi liyovi atam echaibe. So al kolchoch, why is he chaibe? Because he's going to use the money. V'shaili zu. So that's called shaila. Shreikola no shaloi. Bahim maidine. Aval gav damina loy havi shel me hashte achi yishtamesh me dime de shem asocha havi the hoyel venene mahane lebaila. So we have to understand what's happening over here. So the Mishnah Zalevi, he says as follows. He says, what did Rav Nachman answer Rove? Rove asked him a pertinent question. He says, if he's not a shoyl, look at him as a shoyl. I can look at him as a shoyl. He has money he can use. He can be machlif. He can do everything. I look at him like a shoyl. So memele, kol ano shaloi. You hold he's not a shoyl. So how do you become a shoyl masoch? He told them, bohom meidine, hoyl venene mahane. So he wants to say, a mordik about it. It says, it's a megillah, hoyl venene mahane. What does Rashi say? Mahana labaila. So he wants to say Amor de Kazakh. Number one, he's not a shame asocha taka. He's not a shame asocha because he's not getting paid. A shale he's also not. That's true. I'm a shame achino. The difference between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna is, what's with this money? We see in Rav Huna, Rashi says, why is this shoyl? Rashi says, shesomach aleim lachlifom, I could use this money to be machlif coins, ulistaker im yovi liyodoi. If you look at it that he has money to use, to be machlif, ulistaker, so that's called shayla, kol ano shaloi. That means he has money and so Rashi in Rav Huna said lachlifon ulehistaker im yovi liyodai. What did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman didn't talk about histaker. Rav Nachman said, di misrami leizvini di ispa ravcha zoven buhu avelai yishem osoch. He didn't speak about lachlifon, he only spoke about if a business venture will come. Now, this, it seems as a yesoidus like a machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna held, you go over to a shulchani. A shulchani is a person that needs a flow of cash. He needs cash and that's how his business functions. He has cash. Small coins, bitcoins, he's machlef. That was the business. He was a cash exchanger. I mean, that was his business. Rav Huna held, you're a mafkid, mois eitzel shulchani. This is hashgacha pratis. I was wondering where the cash is going to come from. You come over to me and you tell me, watch my money, and if you want, you can use it. I say, Moide manachnu loch to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Baruch Hashem, I have cash, now I have cash with you. So, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna looked at it, so this is called kolan or shaloi. I have money, I'm going to use, I can use, you ask me that I intend to use it, I sure do intend to use it. I mean, fakir, that's a lachlifo. Rav Nachman said, it's not muchach. No. You don't see anything. Listen, before you didn't come to do chesed with me. You came and you saw that I should watch your pekot. Let's focus what's really happened. You came to yes me, I should watch your money. That's okay. You told me, if you want, you can use it. I didn't ask from you. Who's doing who a favor? I'm doing you a favor. I'm watching your money. That is true. If a big business venture will come about, and I have ready cash over here, I'll use the money. If it'll come, how often does a good deal come? Basically, it could be But the Yodanein, I'm not so much on that, but it's a possibility that I might derive from it. That is true. It's a possibility. To say I'm a shoy masocha, you paid me, you didn't pay me anything. It could be very well a big business deal will not come. I'll never use the money. I don't intend to use the money to be machlev coins. I have my own coins. So, could be I won't use it at all. But I have, that means if, he says, but the Misrameli Zvini, if there'll be a Zvini, the Isperavcha, oh, I got something. I'm deriving a benefit from it. I'm not a Shem Asocha, because you didn't pay me anything. But Hoyel, the Nene Mahane, that means he's Mishabit himself, Al Bichayev Bigneva of Aveda for this. I'm not a Shem Asocha. It's not the Parsha. Hoyel Vinene Mahane. That means since I have the possibility to use the money, to say I'm a Shoyel on the money, Kol Ano Shaloi, and Shuldik. It's not called Yechalt by Nutzen the Geld. But since I have a possibility I could use the money, so, I'm nene something, I'm a hani you, I'm a shabid myself, to be chai v'gneva veda. You're doing me a toiva also, for this toiva I'll be a shabid myself. But it's not a posha to shoy masocha, hoyel v'nene mahane. Hoyel v'nene mahane. He wants to say, according to this, there's a very interesting Rabbeinu Peretz in the Shita Mekabetzes. Rabbeinu Peretz in the Shita Mekabetzes says like this. Someone gave someone coats to watch, right? He told them, listen, if you sell a coat, you can get a commission on it. So the Rebbeinu Peretz says, Mikan lamadnu, that is a Shem Asocha. Shem Asocha. He has the coats, and if he's watching the coats, but if I sell the coat, I'll get a commission. See, once the time it could be, it's not muchach from our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about moedina loch. You're talking about, I have now hanor from the money. Over there, he's talking about, if I make a sale, I'll get money. Tvalabach goldish. You didn't give me anything. If I'll make a sale, and I'll find a customer, and I'll make some money. Valdik. But that's not called that I have hanor now from the money. The money, here in a prat medina loch, you gave me cash that I can use. So that's cool. So Rav Huna said, this cash is kol ano shaloi. You have cash, you can use it, you can. My Shein Kain, according to Rav Nachman, he said, you gave me cash that I might use and if opportunity arises. That's not called kol ano shaloi. It's not called I borrowed it from you. I'm not interested in it, but I might come to use your money, so that's called the hanor that I have, that I can use your money, that makes me for a shame of stuff. Fine. So he's meshavid himself, but not he's getting paid. Now, one more ha'ore. If we learn the Rashi Elech, and later we get into big problems, we learn Rashi Elech, Rashi, according to Rav Huna, als what din is he chayef, is chayev ba'onsem according to Rav Huna. So Rashi says clearly, Rashi said the Mahashtah v'shoyel alai was a shoyel, v'shayli zu shrei kol ano shaloi. Rashi says he has a din shoyel on the money. So let's just make one cheshbon. When he uses the money, the minute he uses the money, he'll be alai v'nada shoyel. Money is different than an axe. When a shoyel on an axe is pshat is it's your axe and I mean mishtamish with your axe. That's a din of a shoyel kol ano shaloi. Here we have you giving me money. When I'm going to use the money, it's going to become my money. It becomes alvo. But the shoyel is before I use the money. What am I now? So here Rav Huna says, but since I have money that I can use, so it's called now kolano shaloi and chay bonzen. But the chiv is also the parsha of shoyl, of kolano shaloi. So it comes out a meir de kezach. What'll be? So We started off, he made him a shame machinam, but he gave him a right to use the money. What will be if Bishas, when he gave him the money, it was by Lovimai? It was working for him. So then it'll be Bipatafa Mansa. I mean, we're learning the Gemara Elach, he's a shoyel according to Ravune, al the parsha of Shomrim, because now it's called Ano Shaloi, even though I didn't use anything yet, it's a shoyel, and if he's a shoyel, so we're in the parsha of Shomrim, and it'll be by Lovimai Bishas Maisa, it'll be Potter. That is a sugya. That is a sugya. Later, Ravnachum is a shame of Sochi. Because he'll be nen a man. Zot the Gemara weiter. Eisvei Rav Nachman Lavune. Amavgit Mois Eitzel Shulchani. Now here we're speaking about a gizbar. A gizbar had Mois Shel Hekdish, and he didn't realize that it's Mois Shel Hekdish. And he, Amavgit Mois Eitzel Shulchani, he took Mois Shel Hekdish, and he gave it to Shulchani. So the din is like this. Im tzurim lo yishtamish behem. If it's tzurim, tzurim means chsumim, lo yishtamish behem. The shulchani has no right to use the money. Lefichach im hoitzi, if the shulchani used the money, lo yimol hagizbar. The gizbar is not moil, because the gizbar is not moil, because what, I mean, it was tzurim, it was chsumim. I told you not to use it. You use it, I should be moil. Fikach im hoitzi lo imor la gizbar. Ve'im mutorim, but what if it was mutorim, which means not chsumim, shtamish ben, then he's allowed to use it. Lefichach im hoitzi mol agizbar. So if the Shulchni was moitzi mol agizbar. Now let's just understand this for a minute. That means since I gave him the right to use the money, I said you can use the money. So if he uses the money, it's called he used the money al pi diburi. The gizbar says that you can use the money. So there's a din of shlichus by meila, even though b'chol ha'teirah kul we ain't shlichus v'aver, but here there's a din shlichus. And the shlichus is, it's not a normal shlichus, but here, if al pi diburi, you use the money, I said you could use the money, you use the money, so it's called, I'm responsible for the Eitzor Mishus Hekdish, because I gave you permission. V'imitorim, yishtamish bev, lefikichem hoitzim bo la gizbo. V'amrit, if you'll say, afilu nenzu, so Rav Nachman asked Akash shel Rav Huna, if you'll say, yishayiv bo onzin, is mayir yo hoitzi afilu loy hoitzi nami, why do you say that the gizbo is moyo by mutorim? Hoitzi afilu loy hoitzi nami lo nami. Now, we have to understand, this is a very difficult gemara. We have to understand what is pshat in Rav Nachman's kash. The way we were learning pshat, as follows. Rav Huna holds, he has money in front of him. He can use the money. That's called kol ano shaloi. I have money I can use. It's kol ano shaloi. So the Gemara says, if you're chayiv ba'onsin, so the gizbar should be moil right away. So skan shayla ben, and there's really a Gemara nashel, we won't go to the most. Why should there be a mila? He has money. He didn't use the money yet. So Mamela, you can use the money. So since you have a right to use money, you have bonds and call on those. But why should the gizbar be moil? Why should the gizbar be, well, what reason should the gizbar be moil? There's a moiradike kashavos. But why should the gizbar be moil? Now, if we look in Rashi, Rashi all of a sudden enlightens us. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Hamavkid Mois, Gizbar Shivkid Mois Hekdish Kisoba Shain Shalai. The Gizbar thought it was his money. I didn't give you permission to use the money. You use the money? Yes, I'm not moil. Mutarim, the havele kinesin rishus, the havele shluchai. That means I'm telling you if you want you could use the money. So when you use the money, it's you're using it alpi diburi, so the gizbar is moil. V'yamret afilu nensu tonem asnisen dachayiv shulchani b'achiyusam. But if you'll tell me that the shulchani is chayiv b'achayis, afilu nensu. Nensu, says the Rashi, a ganza megillah domi shashiv kidei etzloi, yotzu mishus hegdish, ubo lishus shulchani. Just like he borrowed them. All of a sudden, Rashi tells us, if you say he's chayav bonzin, so it's just like he borrowed the money. I lent you the money. I lent you the money. So if I lend you money, so that's cool. So the gizbar took money of Hegdish and gave it to the shulchani. And it's not a shulchani's money. So then the gizbo was mighty, moishel hegdish, lechulan. I gave it to you. And Rashi says it's just like he borrowed the money. So memele, so according to you, you should, so the gizbo should be moil afilu before the shulchani used it. That's the Gemara's kasha. So kan shayla ben v'knei Yeshua Rabbal Chanan. And then, Rabbi Rishonim asked the kasha. Rav Huna said he's a loive. Since when did we say, Rav Huna said he's Chayav Bonson. He's a shoyil. Kol ano shaloi. I have money. If I want, I could use the money. That makes me a shoyil that's Chayav Bonson. It's called, the mois was yotzo. I was kind of the money. I became a loive on the money. Ravuna never said that. Ravuna said he was a shayim. Rashi said, kolano shaloi. But, so if I use it, good, I might see the money api dibura. But, to say before I use it, the gizbo should be moil, because since I'm chayiv onsen, I'm a loiber. You gave me the money. Who said that he's a loiber? Rashi said before he was a shayim. Amayr de kekash. It's a meirdike kasha, and the Gemara's kasha shver. So Rashi puts in a few words. He's alive. So it's it was mighty mashus. So I mean, who said he's alive? This is a shaklecha kasha. They bring down a meirdike tumim. The tumim says as follows. Tumim says that according to Rav Huna, Yizicha Ashayu, that's how the sugi started. Yizicha Ashayu, I gave it to you. Now, let us just understand what happened over here. According to Rav Huna, someone gave a shulchani money. Now, till now, let's be megashim din. He's a shemachinam. I'm asking you to watch the money. The shulchani is a shemachinam. I also tell you, you know, if you want, you can use the money. Fine. Okay. According to Rav Huna, I can use the money. Gevaldik. Look, that's a... It's a brachim in Hashemayim, have money to use. I always have what to do with money. Brachim in Hashemayim. He's chayiv ba'onsin because kolan no shalom. Now, let's make a scenario. He gives him the money. He said, moidem anachnu loch. He's very happy. 5 minutes later, the mafkid will come to him. You know, give me back the money. So it'll be the din. I'll give back the money. Finished. I mean, he said, made them. I'm all upon him. Yeah, I mean, it never became his money. If el heaven zinnen to be kind of the money, and the mash, and the mafkil will come, give me back the money. If he has zinnen to be kind of the money, he says, Anshuldig, I borrowed the money, and I owe you money, but I'll pay you. Whatever. This money is in use now. If he hasn't zinnen to be kind of the money. Now, according to Rav Huneh, should he have in zinnen to be kind of the money? According to Rav Huneh, he has everything to gain and nothing to lose. Like this, when I'm kind of the money, I'm chayav onsen, I become a loive. According to Rav Huneh, I'm chayav onsen side by side. So someone taps him on the back. So what's best to bashayte? Chayav onsen side by side the money. So be kind of the money. So if the mafkid will come back, you can tell him, Anshuldig, this is my money. He said, I could use the money. So I went to borrow the money. So now it's my money. You want back the money? I owe you money. I'll pay you. But this money is mine. According to Rav Huneh, so loinzach to become a lover right away, even though he'll be chayev bonson, but he's chayev bonson side by side, because he's a shayev. According to Rav Nachman, why should I? Well, I want to be kind of the money now. The vial, if something the vial. Why should I want to become a loiver now? There's no reason for me to become a loiver. I should be chayav bonson. Who says I'll ever use the money? So the vial. I'm ashamed of sochav and shems the noif and hoyel v'nei nemahane. That is pshat in the Gemara's kashya. He didn't become a loiver. Why should he want to be zeich in the money? He only has problems to be zeich in the money. So be chayiv bonson. Dvar is a shame of soch. So the vial is a shame of soch. So finished. So if he'll use the money, if the gizbo will use the money, if shulchni will use the money, im hoitzi, so then the gizbo is chayiv because he's hoitzi api dibure. Kozman, he wasn't hoitzi the moment, so finished. So no one, there's no mila yet. There's no mila. The money, there wasn't yotzim eshus hegdish. But according to you, he's chayiv bonds and saiv asai al choyel. So then he's a shaitan not to want to be kind of the money. Because if he's chayiv bonds, he might as well be kind of the money. So if the mafkid comes back, I'll tell him, this money is mine. I owe you money. So according to you that he's a shoyl and he's chayiv bonson, the minute he's chayiv bonson, now shoyl, so the next minute he's alive already. If he's alive already, so then the gizbo should be moil right away. So that means he gave his money of hegdish to someone else. It was yotzeh l'chulin. So that was the kasha. That was the kasha. Zishtayt and tumim. So let us see Rashi again. So Rashi says, because he's a shoyl. Nimtzom ishoshev kido etzla yotzim ishus hedish ubol ishus shulchani v'nase k'may shelov aloi, like he borrowed it. V'in neitzog doyla mizu ma'ir yohoitzi. That's John the Gemara's kasha. Ma'ir yohoitzi v'loitzi nami. Omalei, so he answered him, who adin? Af al gav de loy haitzi. Who had in af al gav de loy haitzi? Ba'aydi de tonne reisha haitzi tonne seif en nami haitzi. So the Gemara answers, so Rav Huneh answered like this. You're right. Af al gav de loy haitzi. He's mailed right away. Ba'aydi de tonne reisha haitzi tonne seif en nami haitzi. Zogt Rashi as follows. I did it on a reisha hoitzi lashmina rebuse. Dafilo hoitzi loimoal ton a seifa hoitzi. Now I have here two problems in the Gemara's teretz. Rahuna answered that really the Gizbar is Moyel Afilo before he's Moitzi. So why did it say Hoitzi? Because in the Reish it said Hoitzi. Why did it say in the Reish Hoitzi? To tell me a Chiddush that the Gizbar is not Moyel. So first of all, what is the Chiddush that the Gizbar is not Moyel if he was Hoitzi? It was Trurim. So versteht sich, the Gizbar is not Moyel. The second Ha'or I had, if he's Moyel before, so the so it's Chulin already. So I just say it was Hoitzi Malhudin Loi Hoitzi. Hoitzi is not a new meal at all. It was Yotza L'Chulin the minute he gave it to him. So again, L'Davoini, the teretz of the Gemara is very shvel. First of all, what is the Chiddush in the Reishe Hoitzi Loi Mo? Rashi says, I did on the Reish Hoitzi L'Shmine Revuse. Tafilo Hoitzi Loi Mo. So what is the Revuse? It's a Chiddush. I told him don't use it, and he used it to Gizbo's Loi Mo. I said, tell me a Revuse. What's the Revuse? It's partial. I told him not to use it, and he used it, so Loi Mo. Fine. That's one problem. The second problem is, so in the Sefer, the Sefer really is Moel Afilo. He wasn't Moitzi. He's Moel right away. He becomes a Loiver. He's Moel right away. So if he's Moel right away, if the Gizbo's Moel right away, so that when it says Hoitzi Moel, it's wrong. The minute the Gizbar is Moel, as soon as the Shulchani gets it, as soon as the Shulchani gets it, becomes a Loive. According to Ravuna, as soon as the Shulchani gets it, becomes a Loive. So finish it, Jotza L'chulin. So the Mishnah says, Hoitzi Moel. So the Moel says, no, I feel a Loihoitzi. I feel a Loihoitzi, it's also Moel. But if it's, I feel he's Moel before the Hoitzi, you can't see Hoitzi Moel, because it's Chulin already, and it's not Moel. So lechayreps, I don't understand the Gemara's tellers. Ava gav the loyoitzi. So much, but it says hoitzi moel. If he was moel before, you can't be moel again. I mean, the only way I can understand it is a heichet timtze that it should be hoitzi moel if it was by lovimoi. If it was by lovimoi, so then he didn't become a shayl. If he didn't become a shell, so then he didn't want to become a loiv, because he's not chayav ba'insin. Then there'll be a din of hoitzi moel. But normally, there is a possibility of hoitzi moel. But that's a psashtikol doichik, so the teretz of the Gemara is very difficult to understand.